water, healing soul, my soul. Lead me past the freshness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk in the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me, and a bed of my enemies.
Yeah. Preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16:15.
As flower of the field. In the juniors class, we have been studying the lives of Samuel, Saul, and David. Our program today is called How's Your Heart? Let's look at the heart of each of these men and see what we can learn. Let's start with the heart of Samuel. Samuel, a decisive heart.
As a young boy, when Samuel heard the voice of God, he listened and obeyed. God used him as a judge and a prophet for many years. A decisive heart makes good decisions. If we hide God's word in our hearts, we will have the ability to make good decisions.
When Israel wanted a king, Saul was just what they were looking for. He was tall, handsome, and young. God gave him the opportunity to be a great king, but he chose to disobey the direct commands of the Lord. And God said he would choose another king after his own heart. As God told Samuel, man looks on the outside, but God sees the heart.
He studied.
You know, when we think of the heart, we think of love. God's love for us and the love we should have for each other. In class, we have been memorizing 1 Corinthians 13, a chapter which teaches us how to truly love God and others.
Corinthians 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know, even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. The greatest of these is charity.
David, a dedicated heart. What can we say about David? He certainly made his mistakes, as we all do, yet God calls him a man after his own heart. Through it all, David truly loved the Lord, and God used him to do some amazing things.
And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel, and said unto them, Why are ye come out to set your battle in array? Am not I a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you, and let him come down to me. When Saul and all Israel heard those words of the Philistine, They were dismayed and greatly afraid.
Are you going to fight him?
Not me. You're taller.
No, I'm not.
And the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days. And Jesse said unto David his son, Take now for thy brethren an ephah of this parched corn and these 10 loaves, and run to the camp to thy brethren. And as he talked with them, behold, there came up the champion, the Philistine of Gath, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines, and spake according to the same words. And David heard them.
You can't fight Goliath. You are just a youth. Go, and the Lord be with you.
What's he doing? Is he getting sons out of the brook?
He's crazy. You can't kill a giant with just a stone and a sling.
Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel.
He did it! Let's go, boys!
David is called the sweet psalmist of Israel. We would like to sing from two of his psalms now, Psalm 23, verse 1, and Psalm 34, verses 1 through 4.
Because of David's dedicated heart, for the Lord gave him the greatest blessing, the promise that the Messiah, the Savior of the world, would come through him, Let's sing about our Savior and the comfort and joy we receive when our heart belongs to him.
Trust that was a blessing to your hearts. I believe the Lord was pleased with that. And if you have the opportunity, as the children go by you this morning sometime, please stop them and express your appreciation for their presentation to us this morning. When we dismiss here, if we could have some handsome gentlemen help us put things back. Strong ones are relieved today, just the handsome ones. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for all that we have seen and heard in this hour. It is such a blessing to see what is in the hearts of these young people. And we pray that you will seal these things in their hearts and minds, that they would remember them all their days, and they would guide them through their life to be faithful to you. Now, Lord, we pray that you would prepare us for our time of worship together and the next program to come, that we would continue to bring honor and glory to your name this day. We pray for your help, and we ask for it in Jesus' name. Amen.